don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. I've lived by the old adage, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, for a long time now. As a life without the possibility of parole prisoner in California's broken, dysfunctional system, I learned the hard way there are times when good enough has to be enough. The conventions are over, and we all know that either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton will be the next president. Sorry, third-party candidates, but you know this is true, too. Yes, Bernie Sanders would have been the better choice, and no, the Democratic Party honchos weren't fair. Regardless, it's Trump or Hillary. More to the point, for all of us fighting for real change in the criminal injustice system, the choice is between right-wing Supreme Court justices and moderate ones. I don't hold out much hope for another notorious RBG out of triangulating Hillary. It's pretty clear that Trump would play the law and order card and appoint another Scalia or Alito or, God forbid, another Thomas. Equally clear that Hillary, for all her many faults, would at least not appoint judges of that ilk. Like all the rest of American society, the criminal justice system's direction is ultimately decided by the Supreme Court. Everything from the death penalty to prison conditions litigation has to pass through those marble doors. We cannot allow Trump the opportunity to have even one appointment, and it seems likely the next president will probably have more than one pick. So, I'm with her. Terrible choices in the 90s, shady corporate connections, warts and all. The stakes for all of our futures are just too high. I urge everyone fighting for change to remember that and vote for Hillary. This is Kenneth E. Hartman, Executive Director of the Other Death Penalty Project, from inside California's prison system.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.